of what we're talking about, that IBM has misappropriated information that has caused problems inside of Linux. And we'll continue to drive through those issues and try and get a courtroom verdict that resonates with what we believe to be true.
And there's a second issue here, too, because during the process, you've also said that because of this, you've revoked the license, the Unix System 5 license that IBM has to its AIX operating system.
Correct.
Is that still part of this case? And, you know, you haven't really gotten any satisfaction, obviously, from IBM, and they're continuing to license AIX. But if, again, there's a favorable decision in this case, are you going to pursue that in terms of IBM's legal rights to System 5?
Absolutely. We have a number of claims on the table right now, and the cancellation of AIX, going all the way back to, I believe it was June of 2003, is one of them. And so that is absolutely an issue that we will be addressing at the appropriate time. Again, we fundamentally believe that the actions that IBM took as it related to not just AIX but also Dynex are what has created the problem inside of Linux. You know, there's a lot made of us having a lot of beef with the Linux community. We really, that's not where our problems are centered. The problems are centered on what IBM has done that has caused problems for the Linux community. And we believe that when we get through with our claims and we're able to have everything heard, that's the way it's going to play out.
And if I could ask one last question, during this discovery process, could you give us any time frame when, during this discovery, which I think you're asking for more information, you'll be able to reveal more specifics with regard to the violations, the trade secrets, you know, specifically where and how, you know, the code is violating your IP?
Right.
Where will that be, that point be, where we'll learn more about the specifics?
The specifics, without getting into, I'm not going to get into the details of right here of going through all of the claims and everything that's out there, as whether it's copyright or contract or whatever it may be, but the core issue of being able to prove our claims in front of a jury is dependent on, to make the claims fully and 100%, is dependent on getting the information that the court has ordered IBM to deliver to us. And some of that, as a result of the court order that was issued a couple of months ago, some of that information has shown up. There's more that's supposed to be showing up here in a few weeks. And so we're busy cranking through what we've been receiving. And we definitely look forward to the day where we will have that information going front and center in front of a jury here in Utah.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
We'll have our next question from Gregory Bronner, Goldman Sachs.
Hi. I was wondering when you plan on filing an S-1 so that securities, so that certain securities that are registered under an S-3 will be allowed to trade again.
I didn't quite hear that. Are you asking about when our S-1 will be filed?
Yeah.
We would certainly think within the next week or two we will make the initial filing to the SEC for their review process. We just received information from Baystar that we needed to complete that. So, I mean, even next week we could get the draft filing in front of the SEC. And then, of course, you know, they have a time frame they go through to do their review. But we're working to get that completed just as quickly as we can. Well, the main reason for compensation being down is, you know, just less people here. It's not like we've cut.
Are you talking about executive comp or the overall comp?
Executive comp primarily.
Yeah. Yeah, on that front, you know, we have